This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have a lot of your questions and your comments we want to get to. I am going to, though, I do want to get to some headlines, and I know there's been a lot of you asking for more of the show to be online, so I'm trying my hardest. Honestly, guys, I don't have a lot of makeup on. I'm trying to get my camera ready now. I also haven't done my upper lip wax. So please realize when you do look at me, you know, I'm not really ready for prime time. So I'm trying my hardest. So as schools are bringing back mask mandates and hospitals, people are starting to get a little antsy. You know, we just spoke about the nursing shortage and burnouts and how it would be nice to invite our first responders and our military and all our healthcare workers that got canned for not getting a vaccine back. It would be even more nice to give them back pay, but I don't think anybody's going to do that. But apparently nobody really learned their lesson when it came to mandates. And nobody is reading the science when it comes to masks and how effective they are. And so I do have a rhinestone-studded, gorgeous little thing that I could wear that could go with a dress and boots over my face. But is that healthy? Is it protecting me? And I have said for years, if you really want to protect the public, give them one of the strongest masks we have, the N95 respirator. But then even I had to take a step back when a study last week said a lot of these, when you look at the KN94 masks, which is an equivalent, but just a little less filtering in terms of capability and efficacy used in Korea, in South Korea, that there are chemicals on these masks that people are getting exposed to. So if somebody says they get a headache, they get nausea, they don't feel right wearing a mask, it might not only be because of the extra carbon dioxide or the fact that their main orifice is covered, but also because there's chemicals on some of these masks. So you would think after we've started to get data, and then a study a few days ago had reported that the mask mandates did not do much to curb the pandemic, you'd think they would have learned their lesson when it came to mandates. Now, I wear masks with patients because I like wearing a mask. It's a personal choice. I don't want somebody breathing on me, and then I turn around and breathe on them. But I throw out the mask after a minute or two. It gets sullied because you've breathed on it. You have moisture in your respiration. Somebody else breathed on me. It's contaminated, so you throw it out. So I would use about 25 masks a day. That's kind of not what we're doing. So politicians have decided to introduce the Freedom to Breathe Act. And this is interesting. This is being supported, obviously, by Republicans. Senators J.D. Vance, Republican of Ohio, Mike Braun, Republican of Indiana, Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, are co-sponsoring a Senate bill called the Freedom to Breathe Act. Representative Eric Schmidt is also a sponsor. And they want to introduce legislation to make it a choice to breathe. And I get, being in public health, being a physician, that you have two schools of thought. You have people out there saying the masks are needed because COVID cases are rising, people are getting sick, so you need to protect the public from COVID. You have the other school of thought saying, look, you know, we've had the studies. It looks like the masks got dirty. The filtering capabilities of most of them aren't good. People are getting sick. They have a false sense of security. Could they be doing more harm than not? And where I stand with this is I see both sides. But if you're really going to make an argument for wearing a mask to prevent infectious disease that somebody could possibly have, are we then putting every single migrant into a mask and requiring them to wear it? Because some of them are coming from areas that have endemic tuberculosis, multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, or other respiratory illnesses. We have our... There's valley fever. There's a whole bunch of things that people could have. So, again, I found a lot of this very peculiar, where it was just about COVID. I don't want tuberculosis. I don't want... Remember, we had a polio-like virus. I don't want any sort of enteroviruses or anything like that coming to me. But I would then be wearing a mask 24/7. Where's the practicality in it? And another concern that people keep asking, especially those of us in the medical field, is the immunity that some of our baby boomers got during the flu seasons of 57, and I think it's 68 or 63. There were a few flu seasons in the 60s, and I forget which one was even more significant. But we're seeing a level of immunity in some of these individuals that lived through those when it comes to future flu. And so the question keeps asking, are we doing harm by not building our immunity? If we're wearing a mask and we are hiding from every single bug out there, could we be causing our demise when bigger and badder things come? Now, I don't want anybody getting COVID on purpose. And so where I stand is, you want to wear a mask, wear it. But wear a clean one. Wear one that's not ridden of chemicals. Make sure if at all you're starting to feel a headache or feel tired, you get regular air into you to breathe. And understand that even if you're wearing a mask, you're not going to be invincible. That you could still be exposed and still get disease. And you want to wear a mask, do it. You want to get the vaccine, do it. I support that. But now that we have mask mandates coming back, despite all the evidence, I'm starting to kind of wonder why it has to be mandated. And then why didn't masks get mandated, you know, when we have individuals that could be coming with disease as well? Why just the schools? 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so all eyes are on Hurricane Lee. It is continuing to strengthen at a huge, huge rate and is, I believe, is becoming a Category 5. I think right now it's a 4, but getting close. And they do believe that Hurricane Lee could slam into the East Coast next week. Now, we don't think it's going to be a direct blow like some of these other hurricanes, but because it is going to run up the coast, we could see some heavy storm surge and heavy rains, Boston, New York City. And it's starting to bring back, you know, some of the memories from Superstorm Sandy. So Hurricane Lee was between a 4 and a 5, and latest I heard is it already has escalated to a 5. Spaghetti models, when you look at the map, shows multiple different simulations where it could just make an about face and turn back around 270 degrees, or it could start going up along the East Coast. The European model shows there's a front along the East Coast that will allow Lee to stay at sea. But if it breaks apart, then the storm could hit the northeast. And if it does make landfall, they think it could make landfall in Massachusetts. Now, the American model shows the Hurricane Lee just kind of parallel to the coast of Cape Cod and then heading into Canada. So East Coast could still feel part of the storm, but right now they aren't expecting it to be a direct hit. It's fascinating how they're able to predict, you know, because of the currents, and you see, and you're like, I like to watch the radar, and most of these weather forecasts can only give radar for a few hours at a time, but when you see the flow and you see the angle, I'm starting to get pretty good at predicting some of these things. So, not that I'm going to be a meteorologist, but I've always been fascinated by that. So, last night, Lee was located about 705 miles east of northern Leeward Islands. President Joe Biden said that the latest trajectory is causing FEMA to already intensify their efforts and deploy unidentified assets to Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands. And so be careful. They're going to be life-threatening. Surf swells are expected to hit the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Bahamas, Bermuda this weekend. 10 and 15 feet waves. I know a lot of people like to take advantage of that and hit it, but be careful. We have Tropical Storm Margo. That is the 13th named storm. That also formed last night. It's about 290 miles northwest-northwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. Keep in mind, there's still Idalia, Hurricane Idalia, not Dr. Dahlia, but Idalia recovery. Well, when it made landfall last week, as well as flooded parts of Georgia and the Carolinas. So we're definitely watching that. Now, the only major hurricane to hit New York City, according to Daily Mail, was back in 1938. Even though the city was traumatized by Superstorm Sandy, it wasn't a direct blow to New York, but they got hit with a lot of rain. It flooded. People drowned in basements in some of the other lower levels of their apartments. This happened in October 2012, and it caused $19 billion in damages. Hurricane Sandy was responsible for 230 deaths worldwide. It also damaged, the storm also damaged a lot of landmarks, Statue of Liberty. That had to be closed for 8 months after the storm. And the surge that was caused by Superstorm Sandy had tides of about 12.65 feet. So, we definitely don't want that to happen again. So we're watching that. We've also been watching Hurricane Jova. Hurricane Jova's on the Pacific. We don't think it's going to make, landfall, obviously, to America. I think it's going to dissipate, in the Pacific as it moves west. So, some of the rain we might get a little bit of, but luckily it looks like it's moving due west and away. So, but still some pretty, pretty powerful storms. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interesting, we've been watching what's been happening with our education system. And, me as a physician, people will ask, where do I go? You know, if your doctor goes to a certain doctor, you know they're good. So people ask, where are teachers sending their kids? Well, apparently it was revealed that the Chicago Teachers Union doesn't send her son to public school, but to private school. And so that made a bunch of headlines. And Stacey Davis Gates says that it's because of inequities in the public school system. Now, she is president of the Chicago Teachers Union, and she defended sending one of her kids to a private Catholic high school, citing inequities. She had explained that in an email to parents sent after it was revealed that the eldest of her three children attend private school. Now, I don't fault her for that. There are some things that private schools offer that public schools don't. And, you know, if you are representing teachers, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to also have, you know, all of your children in a facility that might not be advantageous for them. I get, you know, some people have children with autism. Some people have children with learning disabilities. Some people have children that have certain aptitudes that want to take advantage of something that a private school could have. You know, I went to private school. I had no problem with private school. I went to 12 private schools. My folks moved a lot. I went to 4 high schools, 8 different grade and middle schools. I moved around a lot. The public school system might have been lacking with some things, but we couldn't afford private school. So I didn't go to private school, and I don't even think I really would have wanted to go to private school. You know, I kind of liked, you know, trying to make, you know, friends and do what private school didn't offer, what a lot of the public schools could do. But when it came to my kids, yeah, I put my kids in private school, but I didn't put my kids in private school because I didn't trust the education where I live. I took care of teachers. I love those teachers that were my patients. I even went to some of the schools that were in the district that my kids would have gone to. But I decided on a private school because I was pretty public. And we had people breaking into our home, letters, stalkers, things like that. And this was even before I went on air. And I just wanted my kids protected. You know, and there was a private school that had a gate, a guard. And, you know, in retrospect, I probably didn't have to spend that kind of money. I think my kids would have been perfectly safe in public school. But when somebody's entering your home, when people are emailing you, and it's not that they were threatening, it's that they wanted to meet me, or they were, and I would get, you know, people would be very personal about my kids, and I was like, you know what? It's not my kids' fault that I'm in the public eye. And I want to make sure that there's at least a barrier between somebody coming on campus and taking my kids. And so I had chosen a private school, and the private school I chose was one that had a guard and a gate. And that's why I did it. Not because I didn't trust the school system. Now, did our school district have issues with overcrowding and things like that? Yeah. But, you know, I was really concerned about, one of my kids, you know, was, you know, having some issues with speech and things like that. So there was some extra things I had needed to arrange, you know, and so it worked in that respect. And then my kids went to Catholic school after that because there was a choice between schools. And many of their friends were going to a Catholic school. And I love Catholicism. I think it's fascinating. I think it's beautiful. And, you know, I thought my kids could use some more religion. And you couldn't get that in public school. And so then we chose Catholic school. But also one of the reasons why we chose Baptist school, we chose Bishop Gorman, is when I went to high school, there were the private schools were Catholic schools. So there was Brophy and Xavier in Phoenix, Arizona. And there was Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas. And remember, I went to 12 schools, 4 high schools. So part of me looked at, you know, the high school as really good college prep. And I told you guys that I went to a high school, one of my high schools, that did really, really good college prep. And I wanted my kids to have that sort of rigorous sort of curriculum. But though that was behind my choices. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Trump White House official Peter Navarro found guilty yesterday of contempt of Congress charges for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Apple releasing a significant security update for iPhones and iPads yesterday to patch a newly discovered security weakness in the device's system software. The issue, apparently, is that the software flaw is being actively exploited to deliver commercial spyware called Pegasus. Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a Category 5 storm. That storm is likely not done strengthening yet. The latest analysis of the megastorm this morning shows Lee has sustained wind speeds of around 165 miles an hour, and it is expected to get winds around 180. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. People say I have an accent. I don't hear it. For years, everybody I met had said, where are you from? L.A.? Phoenix? Las Vegas? Nope, you have an accent. I don't hear it. I don't think I do. My father spoke with an accent. He was from Israel. So you would talk like this, you know, why you do, what's, make no sense. And I, sometimes that comes out, but I don't necessarily have that accent on air. It comes out with my kids, comes out when I'm mad, when I get really, when I yell at my husband, there'll be a little bit of an accent. And, with the pets, when I kind of talk to the pets, like, are you hungry? Don't ask, how accent comes out. But I don't really hear an accent. But my favorite accent is the one from the South.
I love Southern accents, and it's very different. Texan accent versus an Alabama accent versus Mississippi versus New Orleans versus... I love the Southern accent. But we're being told that the Southern accent is going away. It's dying out. And I am horrified by that. I think it is so cool that in America we have accents. Boston, get in the car. I love the Boston accent. I can't do a New York accent. You know, Bunker. I don't know. I'm not really good with the New York accent, but we have a New York accent. We have, I'm sure there's a Midwest accent. Minnesota has an accent. North Dakota. There is a distinct accent there. But we're starting to lose it, they say. New research says the classic Southern accent is dying out among younger people. Generation X is to blame. That's me. What? I love the accent. I speak in an accent all the time. I can do an accent all day long. I love accents. But they said scientists observed that the most notable change between baby boomers and those born between 65 and 82 is when the accent fell off a cliff. Okay, so baby boomers, if we generalize 1945 to 65 you were born in, although I think they changed it because earlier, if you were born when, you know, daddy came home on leave, you know, there during the war. So I think the baby boomers should include during World War II, but they changed it to only after World War II. So 45 to 65. Generation X are those born between 65 and 80. Millennials, 80 and 95. Gen Zs, born between 1995 and 2010. Generation Alpha, between 2010 and 2025. And so in a few years, we're going to be having the Generation B betas, or unless they come up with a name for Generation Alpha. But they say, apparently, that the accent is starting to fall off a cliff. According to researchers, Margaret Renwick, associate professor at the University of Georgia, said, we found out that here in Georgia, white English speakers' accents have been shifting away from the traditional Southern pronunciation for the last few generations. They say today's college students do not sound like their parents, who didn't sound like their parents. Now, this isn't a big shock, okay? You will gain an accent. People have asked me, how does the accent happen? How do some kids have accents and some kids don't? Well, it all depends on who you are exposed to. So kids growing up in America will... You know, if they're surrounded by teachers, if they're surrounded by American programming, they might not necessarily carry on the accent. And my father and my mother. And my mom, when she wasn't working, was home more than my dad, who worked all the time. So I got more of my mom than my dad. Not to mention, I went to American schools. So I picked, you know, I'm only surrounded by that. But kids these days now are surrounded by TikTok, YouTube, social media, videos, movies. So, yeah, they're not necessarily surrounded by almost every child I see among family members who have Vietnamese accents or Hispanic accents or Latino accents, or they don't have the accent. They're, because they're surrounded by American. You know, it's interesting. So my father went back to Israel years after his he had come to America. Basically, my father was born in Palestine, which is now Israel, when his parents escaped the Holocaust. So his mother escaped Germany. His father escaped Austria. Nick of time. Some of our family did get caught in concentration camps. We only had one, I think one couple able to escape Dachau, but, the other family all killed. So we had very few relatives left. And my grandmother fled Germany, grandfather fled Austria, made it to Palestine or Israel. Israel becomes a state in 1948. My father was there, mandatory military, served in the military. And then America gave visas to individuals who were survivors and people who had to flee of German descent. So even though my family had wanted to come to America in the 40s and 50s, By the 1960s, they finally got approved. And so when my grandparents were able to come to America, my father, when he finished his military service, came to America as well. Then he ended up meeting my mom, and then they got married and ended up having me. So that's kind of how that all happened. But my father, you know, he had been to Israel maybe a little bit, but you know, back and forth. But by the time he went back in the 80s, the family members said, your accent's different. You will lose your accent as well. So you might have a very rich, robust, beautiful accent, and with time, it changes. And again, it all depends on what you accent and what you choose. I mean, in my vernacular, you know, people say I say eggs wrong or legs, you know, how are your legs? Your eggs. I also notice that patients online don't understand when I ask about chest pain. And I don't understand that chest pain. But it is one of the very few things that people are always like, can you say that again? And I don't understand because it's I must be saying that differently. I don't know. But I don't want accents to go. If you have a beautiful Mississippi accent or Alabama accent, which, by the way, are different. Because I'm licensed in Mississippi and Alabama, and it is a different accent. Or you from Louisiana. Or you from Kentucky. You're from Tennessee. Yeah, you know, or Carolina, much, again, different accent. I don't want that to go away. You know, I love the uniqueness and being able to tell what part of a country. Look at Great Britain. I'm not that good yet. I'm working on it. But I'm starting to be able to tell if you're from Wales, if you're from Liverpool, much different accent. Again, that's easy if you sound like the Beatles, you know. Birmingham, of course, Scotland, Ireland, different accents. I love that. You know, I think it's fantastic in terms of, you know, having a connection to the land you were born in or the land you were from. They say older Georgians pronounce the word prize as prize, and face as fuis. No. The youngest speakers use praise and face. I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. Georgia. All I know is the Georgia song is fantastic. So with Boston, you just cut off the R. You know, are you going to the river or get into the car? They drop the R's. The car. Get into the car. So they drop the R's. But you know, it's really easy to learn accents. You know, when you see what some of the changes are, but it's very innate. So hopefully, guys, try to keep your accent. I think accents are beautiful. I really want us to still be able to preserve something from our, you know, rich history and ancestors. It does blow my mind that you have family members that might not even look or sound like an integral family member, but it happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine, How You Feel Right Now, How you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as we have been told time and time again, that what is happening to our planet is our fault, and that we need all resources going to these green companies and these eco companies, I have been a little bit concerned. Because when politicians want us to spend money, I'm just not convinced that the money is going where it needs to go. And I would rather see many of this money that's going to quote-unquote climate change going to very, very practical things that need to be done in case of any natural disaster. So if Maui, for example, had poor infrastructure, a non-functioning or competent emergency broadcast system, not enough roads or ways for people to be able to get out, and Maui's an exquisite island, and it's one main road gets you to Lahaina. Now, they might have some other side roads, but that road is always full of traffic because there's just not enough. It's a beautiful island. There's not enough room for cars. Power lines, very easily able to be, you know, blown over with hurricane force winds. I'd rather see the money go to that in terms of strengthening the power system, strengthening the emergency broadcast system, offering avenues for roads, you know, rather than going to a company that says, well, we're climate friendly and we're doing this for the world. Same thing with in terms of hurricanes. I'd like to see the money go to levees. I'd like to see the money go to better drainage systems. I'd like to see the money go to hiring more snowplow drivers. Every winter, we have a snowplow driver shortage. I'd like to see go into that. But as politicians say, we have to push, climate change reform and climate change funding. Questions are arising as to whoever is getting this money, especially now that it has been recommended that our 401ks and our retirement plans include funding for some of these companies. People are asking, all right, well, what are you guys spending the money on? Show us. So there is a report out saying that 90% of companies who claim they are growing trees, regrowing coral, helping ecosystems, are not very transparent and showing what they're claiming that money is going to. And so if our retirement funds are now being pivoted and focusing on these companies, and these companies end up looking like they're not doing what they're supposed to do, our value is going to drop, and I'd rather put the money, I'd rather see the trees. Give me the money, I'll plant the trees. They say less than 10% have come close to proving their firm actually walks the walk by issuing detailed reports to shareholders and the public. This is being reported by Daily Mail. And they say a new report has found that 1/3 out of the 100 of those corporate filings studied failed to disclose the size of their ecosystem restoration projects, and nearly 80% provided no hard financial data on their company's conservation efforts. BP, Apple, Johnson & Johnson also appeared to be quiet on the details of their environmental contributions. A few companies, including Nestle, Microsoft, GE, were much more forthcoming in their annual reports. 90% of the companies, all selected from the 2021 Forbes Global 500 list, failed to issue a public report or even just one ecological outcome. Lack of transparency starts to now put many of these giant firms to accusation of greenwashing, where, it's a public relations gambit undertaken by notorious corporate polluters in an effort to sanitize their image more for any part of nature. Now, I'm not here to get into definitions, but many companies are trying to say they're green. We had Biden and the executive branch urge that our 401ks start including these startups. And I love the environment. I don't want anybody to think I'm anti-environment. I worked for the EPA. I love trees. I love animals. I want to conserve land for our animals. I definitely don't want China coming in, buying up all our land and parks and all that. And I want, us to be able to preserve the beauty. But I also don't want us lied to and being blamed for things happening on this planet. Should we pollute? Absolutely not. Should we curb pollution? Yes. Should we try to protect the coral in our oceans? Absolutely. Well, if we want to protect the coral in our oceans and we want to protect our trees and we want to protect the environment, why are we doing mask mandates? isn't the paper and the products going into these masks, you know, weighing in on our environment? What about all the sanitizers and the spraying and the disinfectants and all that? What we did during COVID was not very eco-friendly. And so what does a company have to do to qualify for the being the apple of the eye of our executive branch? Is it that they donate to Biden? Is it that they claim they do things for the environment? They say Costco, Ford Motor, IBM, and BP neglected to report the geographic scope and financial budget of their purported ecosystem revitalization work. Yeah, what is Costco supposed to be doing? Now, if Costco is saying, look, we're using recycled boxes, we're using paper straws rather than plastic straws. Well, we just had a study saying plastic straws may be less harmful to the environment than these paper straws, because these paper straws, in order for paper to not dissolve in the water, they need chemicals. So, what is it? I like Costco, but some of the boxes, like the pizza boxes, are lined with chemicals that are eco-friendly. I'm not saying just for Costco, but for pizza grease to not leak through, those boxes have to be a special type of box, and those special types of boxes may not be very eco-friendly. So these, eco-green companies that have been getting now a lot of our money, I'm glad somebody's asking, what exactly is that going for? And I see both sides. These companies might need money because if you are converting to more expensive recyclables, if you are, going through extra lengths to avoid cheap plastic but use other products and in terms of waste and all that, it can cost. I mean, for us doctors, our biohazard waste is a lot more expensive than regular garbage. We spend a lot of money dumping our biohazard waste. So if you have a bloody nose at a stadium, that bloody Kleenex goes into a garbage, right? Yet if you have a bloody nose in a doctor's office, we have to pay extra to discard that in a biohazard bag. So I get how some companies could say, can we make a little bit more money, please? To justify why we're doing that extra work. But if the companies aren't, showing what that money is going to, why are we investing in them? Why are we allowing them to charge us more? Because that's one of the reasons. People say, look, we have to charge more because of all our eco, work. Well, we're still having climate change. Canyon is not going to miraculously fill back up with water because it took centuries for the Grand Canyon to be created. We're not going to stop hurricanes all of a sudden. 1-877 Dr. Ali.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.